SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. You know, relationships can be a real roller coaster, right? One minute you're soaring high, laughing, sharing inside jokes, and the next, well, let's just say things can get a little bumpy. Ever feel like you're stuck in an endless cycle of arguments or misunderstandings? Yeah, we've all been there. That's why today we're diving deep into mindfulness exercises, simple yet powerful techniques that can seriously upgrade your relationships. Trust me, these aren't some fluffy, esoteric practices reserved for monks on mountaintops. We're talking real-world tools you can use right now to build stronger, more fulfilling connections with the people who matter most. So, buckle up, because we're about to unlock the secrets to mindful communication, active listening, and emotional awareness that will transform your interactions. You ready? Let's do this. Firstly, mindfulness is all about being fully present in the moment. Sounds simple, right? But let's be honest, our minds are constantly buzzing with thoughts, worries, and distractions. Ever notice how you're halfway through a conversation, but your mind is already racing ahead to tomorrow's to-do list? Mindfulness helps us tune out that mental noise and truly focus on the person in front of us. When we're present, we can actively listen, understand their perspective, and respond with empathy and compassion instead of just reacting impulsively. Second, active listening is a superpower. It's not just about hearing words, it's about understanding the emotions and intentions behind them. Think of it like this. You're trying to solve a puzzle, right? And the other person is giving you the pieces. Active listening involves paying attention to their body language, tone of voice, and even silences. It means asking clarifying questions, reflecting back what you hear, and showing genuine interest in what they're saying. Trust me, this makes all the difference. Third, emotional awareness is crucial. Being mindful means recognizing your own emotions and how they might be influencing your thoughts and actions. Ever get into an argument because you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed? By becoming aware of these triggers, you can choose a more constructive response instead of letting your emotions take over. You'll be less likely to react defensively or say something you regret later. Fourth, practice gratitude regularly. This one might sound simple, but it's incredibly powerful. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your relationships, big and small, can shift your entire perspective. It helps you focus on the positive aspects of your connections instead of dwelling on negativity or past hurts. You know that feeling when someone does something kind for you? That warm, fuzzy sensation. Cultivate that feeling more often. Finally, communication is key. Mindfulness encourages us to communicate openly, honestly, and respectfully. This means expressing our needs clearly, actively listening to our partner's perspective, and finding solutions that work for both of us. It's about creating a safe space where both parties feel heard, understood, and valued. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You and your partner are having dinner, discussing your day. Instead of getting caught up in your own thoughts or letting distractions pull you away, you consciously focus on your partner's words, their facial expressions, their tone. You ask thoughtful questions, listen intently to their responses, and offer genuine empathy. Sounds pretty magical, right? That's the power of mindfulness in action. So, what can you do right now to bring more mindfulness into your relationships? How about trying a quick 5-minute check-in before bed with your partner? Simply ask each other, what was one positive thing that happened today? It's a simple act that fosters gratitude and connection. Another great tip? Practice active listening during conversations. Really focus on what the other person is saying and resist the urge to interrupt or offer solutions too quickly. Just be present and listen with your whole heart. Remember, building strong relationships takes effort, but the rewards are immense. By incorporating mindfulness exercises into your daily routine, you can create a foundation of trust, understanding, and genuine connection that will last a lifetime. So, go out there, be present, and let's build some amazing relationships together. Until next time, keep it mindful and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.